Welcome to the daily VFN radio program highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. But talk to us this morning. What is God saying, John?
Oh my goodness. Lord is saying so much, you know. Well, I was abiding the other day and spending time with the Lord, and scripture really just really came kind of right off the page, as it does when you're abiding.
Wait a minute. Time. So you were looking at your Bible.
Yes.
And
yes.
The words on your page came off your page?
Well, you know, they didn't literally come off the page.
Okay, I was just curious. Okay,
they didn't interrupt anything. Jump off the page.
We've seen some stuff. I just want to make sure they didn't just come off the page. You know?
No, they didn't literally come off. But the Lord directed my attention to Psalms chapter 9, verse 9 through 10. And it says that the Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in the times of trouble. And those who know your name will trust in you. For you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. And I thought, wow, what an encouraging word. You know, I know there have been times in my life where, oh my goodness, things are just like, you know, had fallen apart. I've been there, you know, everything's happening and crashing. And maybe that's you today, if you're a listener, and you're wondering, my goodness, am I in this all alone? You know, God, are you with me? And I want to encourage you this morning that God is with you, no matter how bad it is. Okay, or no matter how bad it looks, rather, God is right there with you to carry you and see you through. And so I love that he says he has never forsaken those who seek him. And we all have that choice. We all have that choice to reach out to the Lord. You know, that there's a scripture that says that the Lord is a friend that sticks closer than a brother.
Oh my goodness, and doesn't he though?
Yeah, and I mean, I'm telling you, sometimes people just don't understand, you know, and there's no one that you can just run to and just confide in, but you always have one that you can confide in, and that's the Lord. You know, I'm reminded in Matthew about the two sparrows that are sold for a penny, and yet not one of them, Greg, it's Matthew 10:29, fall outside of the will of
God.
Get this,
no. You mean, like, for example, we have this artificial plant we finally found something we can grow. It's a plastic plant, and it's so real that the birds came and landed in it.
I saw that video.
Yeah, and then matter of fact, we might put it up on the VFNTV blog today. You can see the birds and they laid eggs in the nest. Donna's going like, sure, it's a noise out there. She went to go look, and it had like maybe four or five eggs in it. We'll put that up on the VFNTV blog so you can see it. And it's like, the whole orchestration was God speaking to us about even the birds, the very fact that this nest was laid right here on your front porch and a beautiful nest, even though the plant wasn't real, the nesting and all the material and the bird, the beautiful little eggs and it's got the male and the female, but you know, they're good parents. They're both helping out. Mm-hmm. And it's just like you said, that he even knows that's going on. You know?
That's right. And it's interesting that it says that there are two birds that are sold for a penny. They're worthless, yet not one of them falls outside of the will of God. And it's not that God didn't know about it, but that everything God with the Lord, everything has a plan. You know, it's don't panic. It's not over. Don't get antsy. It's all part of the plan.
Yes. You know, think about God, you know, the Kendall's book, and we'll be sharing this in the future. You know, God meant it for good.
R.T. Kendall, yes.
Oh, my goodness. You know, you might want to get that. You know, we're going to be talking about that in the future. But, you know, God is so in control, just like John's saying. You know, even the hairs on your head are not – it's not the number that he knows of your hair. He actually – every one of them has a number.
They're right? Numbered.
And yeah, and he even knows which one has moose on it and which one doesn't. And I'm not bringing that up. I'm not saying that. And so – but to think about it, that not one of them falls from the sky. You know, and our biggest concern is the enemy tells us, you know, like you say, is like, God's not aware of this. No, right. Low, 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 low. Right. Is anybody out there?
You know? Heaven is his throne and the earth is his footstool. I think he's got us. You know what I'm saying? I think
he's created everything and he holds everything together. And it's his very existence that holds this mysterious carbon bond together that we talk about. And that, you know, he's right there with us, you know, and around us. And he says he's just seeing if we'll reach out to him. And it's those are the most precious times, John, you know, that we're able to acknowledge him when we don't feel him, when we aren't getting these rewards of things or stuff or breakthroughs or whatever we may need at that particular time. He says, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, I love what they said. They said, you know, our God can deliver us, when they're talking about throwing him in the fire. Even if he doesn't, he's still God.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And that is the true gospel. You know, sometimes God wants you to go through the fire and come out, and sometimes he wants that to be your last encounter, like Paula caught, right?
That's right.
That's right.
Well, we'll be right back in just a moment.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN radio program. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or through the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone. That's VFNTV.com.